What I'm sensing here is a kind of clear realization after the dust of past disappointments has settled. It feels like there's a definite awareness now that you and some others simply want different things. This isn't new, it's something they likely sensed all along. But in the past, you were the one who always made the compromises, always tried to understand, and never wanted to be a burden. You avoided being difficult, choosing instead to give people space and avoid demanding too much. Now, however, things have shifted. You're not being difficult, you're standing in a more complete version of yourself. You've grown to genuinely enjoy your own presence and see your worth more clearly. You've always known your value deep down, perhaps even stronger than others around you. You may have had only a few close connections, maybe just one person or a pet, with whom you could feel truly comfortable and free to be yourself. For a long time, you've provided a safe space for others to relax, open up, and share secrets. Yet you were rarely given the same freedom. It's as if something has clicked recently, an understanding that lets you finally sit back and let yourself simply be. Right now, you embody an abundant energy, whether it's in material wealth, inner peace, or spiritual growth. You're claiming all these things, and in this process, you're beginning to see yourself in a new way, especially in how you interact with others. When you engage with people now, you might notice an inner shift, like a new perspective rising to the surface. You may catch yourself in a conversation and suddenly see the old you and the new you side by side. It's as if a part of you steps out to observe the interaction from a distance, noticing how much space you once gave others to behave as they wished, whether they committed fully or not. This time, though, you're embracing the full strength of your own boundaries, reclaiming your energy, and stepping into your authentic self unapologetically. You're now seeing life from a different perspective, observing rather than reacting. This new approach is powerful, and it's not something everyone will understand. You've grown in a way that's subtle yet profound, and this change will ripple through every area of your life, even in how people interact with you. One noticeable shift will be people apologizing to you, maybe for small things or for their past behaviors. This change is happening because previously, you didn't let your energy take up its full space. You were so considerate of others, often putting yourself second. Your empathy was so strong that you'd walk in others' shoes, sometimes neglecting yourself. And because of that, people didn't fully understand or reciprocate your empathy. It didn't matter how much effort you put into connecting, or even if you tried different approaches to make things work. Sometimes, the only thing that seemed effective was stepping away entirely, cutting ties and moving on. But here's the thing, you won't need to do that anymore. This time, things will come to you naturally, with ease. You're going to receive the respect, love and space you deserve without having to demand it. This growth brings a healthy sense of pride, a pride rooted in self-love and self-respect. At first, this feeling of pride might seem out of place, but it's exactly what you need. It's not about arrogance, it's about valuing yourself in a way that encourages everything around you to flourish as well. Your self-love becomes a foundation that enhances all areas of your life. As you continue on this path, you'll notice that by simply being yourself and allowing your energy to shine, the right things will align for you. There's no need to push or chase after what you deserve. It will flow naturally because you've reached a place of inner harmony. This shift is setting you up for a life filled with growth, abundance, and genuine connections that truly reflect who you are becoming. You finally allowed yourself to exist as you are, without hiding or holding back, and there's a deep feeling that comes with it. A realization of the pain you've quietly put aside for others' comfort. You've gone out of your way to make sure your presence didn't feel like a burden to anyone. But let this be clear. You are not, and never were, a burden. If you felt isolated growing up, or if you distanced yourself to cope, it's understandable. People may not have been there for you in the ways you needed, not because of a lack of care, but because they didn't know how. Now, you're beginning to hold yourself accountable, seeing that your own empathy and self-judgment made you feel less valued. You may have felt like you had to tone down your true self, showing only what others could easily accept. This journey hasn't been easy. You've seen both extremes, facing highs and lows that tested your resilience. And now you've arrived at a place of inner pride, a pride that feels new and powerful. Here's the beautiful part. Someone, whether from your past or a spirit guide, is proud of you too. It might be a family member, friend, or even a part of your higher self. This pride doesn't stem from arrogance. It's rooted in the recognition of everything you've been capable of all along. There's a balance forming within you now, a blend of your nurturing, compassionate side and the part of you that's assertive and takes action. Even when you challenge or stand up, it's to create harmony, to bring a sense of peace rather than conflict. This is the balance between your inner masculine and feminine energies, the gentle and the strong, working together in harmony. Right now, you're experiencing this balance in a way that feels like homecoming, a reunion of all the parts of yourself. Embrace this blend. It's a beautiful, strong foundation that allows you to be unapologetically you, fully and freely. Not only is someone proud of you, but there's also a sense of pride within you. This isn't the negative kind of pride, it's the pride that comes from knowing the hardships you've overcome. You've been through challenges that many wouldn't have been able to handle, even if they'd had the support of others beside them. I need you to understand that most people, even with others to lean on, would have struggled to get through what you've faced on your own. You are that strong, and while a few people may misinterpret this message, thinking it speaks to their ego, that's not who this is meant for. You're receiving this with an open heart, and you know it speaks directly to you. For so long, your voice has been lost in the crowd, your quiet strength unnoticed. You have a gift, a natural healing presence, and a confidence that others have tried to dim. But now, it's time for you to rise, to let your voice be heard, because you are the one who truly needs to be heard. Throughout your life, there's been a protective layer around you, almost like a shield that no one has been able to penetrate. People may have tried to obstruct your path or see what destiny holds for you, but they've failed. You are guarded in a profound way, hidden in plain sight. It's as though you've been placed in risky situations, yet have come out untouched, where others might have faced serious harm or loss. This isn't luck. It's a testament to a greater power working in your favor, keeping you safe for a reason. In many ways, there's an innocence within you that makes you unique and valuable. This innocence has kept you grounded and resilient, even when times were toughest. And that same innocence is what makes you a beacon to others. Know that your path is protected, and you are stepping into your purpose with a strength that few will ever understand. Trust in this journey, as you're guided by a purpose that's both profound and deeply shielded from harm. Your resilience is a wonder, especially with the sensitivity you carry. It's truly remarkable that you're still standing strong. There's a powerful protective energy that has always surrounded you, almost like a shield you might not have fully noticed. Soon, you'll experience this strength in a clear, tangible way in your life. Situations will arise where you'll feel that long-awaited love, stability, and support that once seemed so out of reach. This message won't resonate with everyone because it speaks to those who've walked a challenging path, enduring hardships and learning through each step. There's something unique within you, an inner essence that others have tried to access, but they couldn't. Perhaps you've crossed paths with people, intimately or as friends, who unknowingly brought influences into your life, attempting to read or manipulate your energy for their purposes. They may have wanted to use or control something valuable within you, but they couldn't reach it. It was as if there was a protective dead zone around you, an energy shield blocking any harm from reaching your core. For a long time, even you couldn't fully access this part of yourself, except in moments when you truly needed it. Now, this energy is beginning to unlock, and as it does, memories and insights about your past may start surfacing. These realizations could feel intense, revealing both the good and challenging truths about people close to you, family, friends, or others who played roles in your life. This will be an emotional journey, but it's also a purifying one that will restore an incredible amount of inner power to you. As you work through these insights, remember that this process is guiding you toward more strength and clarity than you can imagine. I hope this message reached you at the right moment. I don't encourage subscriptions or likes. It's all about whether this space resonates with you. If it does, you're welcome to stay. If not, that's okay too.